avons rencontré Métou à la boucherie et elle n'était pas une cliente facile avec le boucher. Avec la vendeuse de poissons aussi, ce ne sera pas facile. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, à ces énoncés. 1. Métou préfère les dorades au capitaine. 2. La vendeuse n'est pas contente de l'attitude de sa cliente. Puis vous répondrez aux trois questions suivantes. 1. Qu'est-ce qu'un capitaine pour Métou? 2. Combien Métou paie-t-elle pour les dorades? 3. Comment sont les poissons, selon la vendeuse? Puis vous répéterez des expressions que vous pouvez utiliser dans vos marchandages. On verra aussi comment dire « soit »,« soit » ou en anglais « either » or.
Come and buy fresh fish for everyone. Cheap and easy to cook.
Good morning. I hope you have good fish today, because the one you sold me yesterday was not good at all.
Me? Selling bad fish? I only sell the best fresh fish.
Sure you do. How much for this set of three?
This is a special fish.
Special? What makes it special? Is it from the moon or from the sky?
This is a capitaine. You can fry it, boil it, or grill it.
A capitaine? I can't afford that. I thought a captain was an officer in the army, not a fish.
This fish is an officer in the sea. Either you buy something or you leave.
How much are these dorades? I hope they're not as special as the capitaine. I'll take them for 3,000 francs.
Mashallah, I can't even get that price for them at the wholesaler.
Oh, it's getting late and I still have to cook a great meal for my husband.
If you want him to be proud of you, you'll buy him a good fish.
I think I'll take the other fish.
The capitaine? That would be the right choice.
Sorry, but I prefer the dorade to your expensive officer.
Fine, just pay 4,000 francs and leave the rest.
That's all I have. Come on. I'm one of your best customers.
Oh, Métou, always complaining. Okay, give me whatever you have, but I have no change.
Oh, how come you never have change?
Nous avons entendu Métou et la vendeuse de poissons. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Métou préfère les dorades au capitaine. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. La vendeuse n'est pas contente de l'attitude de sa cliente. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Qu'est-ce qu'un capitaine pour Métou? Pour elle, un capitaine est un officier de l'armée. 2. Combien Métou paie-t-elle pour les dorades? 3000 francs. 3. Comment sont les poissons, selon la vendeuse? Ils sont frais. Répétons cette phrase.
Either you buy something or you leave.
Nous avons utilisé l'expression either or pour exprimer une option, pour dire soit, soit. Nous pouvons dire sur ce modèle either you eat or you drink. Either you fry it or you boil it. Either you call me or you send me a message. Nous avons aussi entendu Métou marchander avec la vendeuse de poissons. Écoutez les expressions qu'elles ont utilisées.
How much for this set of three? I can't afford that. I'll take them for 3,000 francs.
Vous aussi, vous pouvez les utiliser dans vos marchandages. Par exemple, how much for these shoes?
This plane ticket is too expensive.
Nous avons entendu la vendeuse de poissons et sa cliente. Vous avez répondu à des questions et entendu comment marchander. Vous avez vu comment exprimer une option avec soit, soit ou either or en anglais et les expressions utilisées dans un marché. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe être, avec la contraction. Par exemple, what is his name? Littéralement, quel est son nom? Comment s'appelle-t-il? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le is et vous entendrez un s à sa place, un sifflement. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's her name? Pour dire « What is her name ?»« What's her name ?» Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier « he » et « she » et les pronoms possessifs « his » et « her ». « He is from the US. » Il vient des États-Unis. « He » il. « He is from » c'est-à-dire littéralement « il est des États-Unis »,« il vient des États-Unis ». Contraction du verbe conjugué « is », vous n'entendrez que le « s ». « He's from the US ».« She's from the US ». Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent « bonjour ». Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Au cours de notre leçon suivante, Martin Lerner est dans un avion. Il parle à son compagnon de voyage, qui est très nerveux. Vous apprendrez aujourd'hui à poser des questions concernant les voyages. USA, diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. To travel, voyager. To travel by airplane. Voyager en avion. Do you travel often? Voyagez-vous souvent? Do you travel often? Do you like to fly? Aimez-vous prendre l'avion? Do you like airplanes? Aimez-vous les avions? I love to fly.
Please fasten your seatbelt. May I take those for you?
Yes, please. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Good morning. I'm Martin Lerner.
Good morning. I'm Carl Muschholt.
Where are you going?
I'm going to San Antonio. Where are you going?
I'm going to Dallas.
Do you live in Dallas?
No, I live in Baltimore. I'm going to write a story.
About Dallas?
No, I'm going to write a story about football.
Ah, the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Do you like airplanes?
They're okay.
I don't like airplanes. They make me nervous. Do they make you nervous?
No, they don't.
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do. I travel very often.
What do you do?
I'm a reporter. What do you do?
I'm a coach.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Would you like something to drink?
Yes, please.
What would you like?
Coffee.
Coffee, please. What do you coach?
I coach track. I coach runners.
Where are you from?
I'm from Germany, but I live in Colorado now.
Do you coach at a university?
No, I don't. I have a camp for runners.
Do you travel very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to travel?
Yes, I do. I don't like to fly.
Where do you like to travel?
I like to visit family.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. My family lives in the West.
Do you like to drive?
Yes, my children like to drive too. They often drive. Do you like to travel?
I have to travel.
I have to travel too.
I like to travel in the country. I live in the city. My home is in Baltimore.
My home is in the country. My camp is in the country. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Vous reconnaissez sûrement how, comment. Par exemple, how are you? Comment allez-vous? En ce qui concerne le voyage, how do you travel? Comment voyagez-vous? Écoutez la séquence suivante.
How do you travel?
I travel by car very often. How do you travel?
I travel by train very often.
Pouvez-vous poser une question avec how? Par exemple, how do you travel to work? Comment voyagez-vous pour aller au travail? How do you travel to work? Vous répondez tout simplement par I travel by car, I travel by train, I travel by plane. Mais cette fois-ci, c'est à vous de poser la question. How? How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train. I travel by plane, too.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing.
Would you like more coffee?
Yes, please.
What are you going to eat?
Nothing, thank you.
Would you like more coffee?
No, thank you.
Voilà, imaginez-vous en avion, en route pour New York, par exemple. Conversation possible entre vous et un autre passager. Hello, where are you going? I'm going to New York. Je vais à New York.
Where are you going?
I'm going to Seattle.
Do you live in New York?
No, I live in Washington.
Do you fly very often?
Prenez-vous l'avion souvent? Volez-vous souvent?
Do you fly very often?
Yes, I do.
Do you like to fly?
Aimez-vous voler?
Maintenant, conversation possible avec un ami avant le départ. Sur le mode de transport.
How are you traveling?
Comment allez-vous voyager? Par quel moyen de transport?
How are you traveling?
How are you traveling?
I'm taking the plane.
Ou bien,
I'm traveling by plane.
How are you traveling to New York?
I'm traveling by bus.
How are you traveling to work?
I'm traveling by train.
Ou bien, vous pouvez tout simplement dire,
How are you traveling to New York?
I'm flying.
Je vole.
C'est très court, c'est très clair.
I'm flying.
How are you traveling to work?
I'm driving.
Je conduis.
Autre moyen de transport.
The bus.
Walking.
La marche, bien sûr.
Par exemple.
How do you travel to school?
I ride the bus.
How do you go to the store?
I walk.
Ce sont des moyens de transport.
To travel.
I'm traveling to New York tomorrow.
To drive.
Conduire.
I'm driving to work.
To walk.
Marcher.
I'm walking to the store.
Situation régulière de tous les jours.
How do you travel?
I drive to work.
Je conduis pour aller au travail.
Ou bien,
I travel by car.
How do you travel?
I travel by bus.
Ou bien,
I take the bus.
Je prends le bus.
How do you travel?
I take the taxi.
Ou bien,
I travel by taxi to go to work.
How do you travel?
I fly to work.
Pour certaines personnes, c'est le cas. Ils prennent l'avion pour aller au travail.
Par exemple, les journalistes, journalists,
businessmen and women,
des hommes d'affaires ou des femmes d'affaires,
businessmen,
businesswomen,
journalists.
Do you like traveling?
Aimez-vous voyager?
Do you like traveling?
Do you like to drive?
Do you like to ride the bus?
Do you like to take the train?
Aimez-vous voyager?
Do you like traveling?
Aimez-vous conduire?
Do you like driving?
Il s'agissait de voyages et de moyens de transport.
By car,
by train,
by plane,
by bus.
Pour vous exercer, pensez aux moyens de transport que vous utilisez le plus souvent.
How do you travel?
I travel by car.
I travel by train.
I travel by bus.
I travel by airplane. Nous espérons vous retrouver pour la prochaine leçon. À bientôt. Au micro, Michel.
Welcome to Anglais Tiné. I'm Michelle Joseph, and I have with me my co-host.
And I'm Roger Muntu.
And we have a wonderful guest student from France.
Hello, my name is Eva.
Thank you both for being with us. And today we're going to go over the prepositions again, this time using verbs, because it's a bit complicated, so we want to understand. And I chose two verbs. Can you guess which verbs are the most well-used in English? Active verbs, of course. Active.
To go.
Ah, excellent.
That's a good one.
There we go. Okay, the lesson's over,
that's
guys.
That's active. She already knows.
It's over.
Yeah.
To go. Yeah. What about you? What do you think?
What about to get?
To get. Yeah, I think to go and to get.
Yeah.
I think those are major verbs in English.
Yeah.
Let's add a few tidbits of prepositions here.
That's right.
Add a preposition with to go. Let's see how that sounds.
Okay. Do you want a preposition?
Yes,
with
a quick reminder. In, out.
Okay, over.
So put it together. Let's see how that sounds.
Over, in,
no,
between,
no? What? To go and to go.
Okay.
To go in.
That's it. Oh. To go in.
Oh.
To get.
To get over.
To get over. Okay. Well, we're going to warm up anyway. Let's warm up together, all of you. Okay. We're going to warm up.
Mm-hmm.
That's also a combined verb with a preposition. To warm up.
Up. That's correct. That's correct.
All right. So let's do some more examples with to go, adding prepositions. Go ahead.
To go in, to go on.
To go in, to go on.
To go between.
To go between. What about with to get?
To get in.
To get in.
To get over, like we were saying earlier. To get by.
To get by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what about creating a sentence with that, with your two examples? To go in, add a sentence with that, create a sentence.
To go in a house.
To go in a house, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you with to get?
To get over an illness.
To get over an illness.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Mm-hmm. And let's see, we have a few here. To go beyond. Are we going beyond what we did a few lessons ago? I think we are. We're going beyond?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're going beyond. We're going beyond. Do you know what we're going beyond? Beyond.
Beyond, ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. In front.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Right.
Okay, so we're moving.
Moving.
Forward.
Going beyond.
And what if we're going in that direction? How would you say it?
Behind.
To go behind, yes.
Very good.
To go behind.
Yes, go behind.
Okay, well, I think we have some guests who are going to help us.
Oh, that'd be great.
Kind of practice all these
that'll
verbs and prepositions.
And preposition, that's awesome.
Okay, we're ready to welcome our guest. Okay, we're going to welcome, we have Pierrette Ngoya, who is from the Congo, living in Maine. Bonjour, Pierrette. Hello, Pierrette.
Hello.
How are you? We have Roger and Eva to talk with us, and our next guest is also Alf Sidibe from Mali, Bamako. Hello, Alf. Hello, Alf.
Yes, hello.
Wonderful.
Hello, Michelle. How are you?
Fine. And Pierrette, we're happy to have you as well.
And we're going to continue. We're going to continue developing the relationship between verbs and when you add the prepositions. And we're going to start with Roger asking Pierrette to, well, you're both going to talk with the verb to go, and you're going to add in, out, over, down, behind, under. So maybe, Roger, you can initiate this conversation with Pierrette.
Sure. Hello, Pierrette.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. And you?
Good, good. It's so nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yes. So, Pierrette, do you go, what time do you go in your bedroom to sleep?
I'm going to sleep at 7.
Seven. Yes. Wow, that's too early. Wow, that's great.
Okay.
That's very good. And what time do you go out of your house to go to work, Pierrette? Or to school?
I go out to work at 7 o'clock.
Wow, 7 to 7, 12 hours of sleep.
Amazing. Yes.
That's a perfect example.
That's
now,
good.
Eva, let's sharpen your vocabulary here. You are going to ask Alf Sidibe. You're going to use the verb to get, and you add any of the prepositions that you like, and you ask him something with the verb to get and a preposition. And Alf, you're going to answer Eva by composing a sentence with those verbs that she's going to have for you. Go ahead,
okay.
Eva.
Okay, but with get is more difficult. I don't remember the name.
Okay, his name is Alf Sidibe. He's in Mali.
Hi.
Hi, Eva. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Okay, fine.
With get, I don't have ID.
Well, first choose the. You have to get, and you could decide. Do you want me to help you? Maybe.
But she gave a good example.
Oh,
earlier.
Yes, you did.
Remember, she gave a good example with get.
Yes,
didn't you?
I think you did.
Yeah.
To get behind. Or
yeah.
To get back.
Or to get. In
get,
the
to
box,
get in.
Yes, but,
to get out the box.
I don't have idea of question.
To get under, you know. To get under.
Can you help me with the first question, please?
Okay, so let's. I'm going to pretend to be Eva.
Okay, so Michelle.
I love how Eva speaks so beautifully. Alf Sidibe, I'm Eva.
Yes.
And. I'm going to ask you, how do you get under your
bed?
Bed, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, how do you get under your bed? Or do you ever get under your bed?
Good.
Do you ever get under your bed?
Michelle, let's say you are Eva.
I'm Eva. I love that. Let's say you are Eva. Perfect.
That's good.
I never get under my bed.
Perfect.
Yeah.
What do you do? You get let him answer.
I sleep on my bed, but
CDB, I have a question for you. I go under my bed to get my shoes. I put my shoes under my bed. So you don't put your shoes under your bed?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
Okay.
No.
That's all right. Then that's different.